Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's shiur is the third chapter of Hilchos Sanhedrin.
Ad eimatzai yoshvin hadayonim badin. For how long do the judges sit in court to hold session? Sanhedrin Ktano, the small Sanhedrin, ubeistin shel shloisho, and the court of three, yoshvin sit or hold a session, me'achat tfilas ha-shachar, from after the morning prayers, which in other words is shortly after sunrise, ad soif sheish shoyes b'yoyim, until the end of the sixth hour of the day, which means exactly noon time, half day. Al Beis Din HaGodol, but the Supreme Court, the Great Sanhedrin, Hoye Yoshvin would sit and meet in session, Mitomit Shel Shachar, from the time of the offering of the morning Tamid, which is the daily burnt offering brought every morning and every evening. The one in the morning was offered with daybreak, and it's from that time on that the Sanhedrin Gedolah, the Great Sanhedrin, would sit in session, at Tomit Shel Ben Harbayim, until the offering of the burnt offering of the evening, which is approximately three quarters of the day. Ubeshabbosos veYomim Tovim, on the Sabbaths and the festival days, Hoye Yoshvin, the members of the Great Sanhedrin, would sit the Beis HaMidrash Shebahar HaBayis, in the house of study on the Temple Mount. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Sabbath and the festivals, they did not sit in formal session of the court, because on these days one does not sit in judgment, but they would spend their time in the special study hall which was there on the Temple Mount. Halacha Beis. Ein Beis Din Shel Shivim Ve'Echot Tzrichin Sheyiyu Yoshvin Kulom Ke'Echot B'Mkoymom Shebamikdosh. It is not necessary for the 71 members of the Supreme Court that they must all sit together as one in their place in the sanctuary all the time. Elo, but Be'ez shihu tzrichin liskabitz, when it is necessary that they get together, because the case has come up which requires the presence of the 71 members of the Sanhedrin, then miskabtzim kulam, then they all convene. Ubishor itois, but at the other times, when it is not necessary for all of them to be there, if any one member had something to attend to, then Yotzo Lafes Cheftzoi, he would leave to take care of his affairs, Vechoze and return. Vehu, this is provided, Shelo Yifchasu Me'esrim Ushloisho Yoshvin Tomit, that there will never be present less than 23 of the members of the court, called man yeshivosom, throughout the time of their session that they have to sit there. Hutzach echot mehem lotzeis, if one of them has to leave, hareze mistakel b'chaverov hanishorim, then he must look over to his remaining colleagues. Im Yishu'aru Shom Esrim Ushloisho, if there will remain beside him 23, Yetzei, he can leave. Vimlaf, but if not, Lo Yetzei, he is not allowed to leave, Atche Yova Acher, until one from the absentees will return. Ruling 3. Ein maschilin es hadinim balailo. One does not begin a trial at night. Mipia Shmuel Lomdu, by tradition it has been learned, Shehadinin Kanegoim, that lawsuits are analogous to cases of leprosy. Shneimar, as it is said, Kol Rif V'Chol Noga. Every controversy and every case of leprosy. So we find both of these are put into juxtaposition in one and the same verse to teach us that they are analogous. Ma re'iyas negoim bayoim bilvad, and then just as a suspected case of leprosy is to be examined only by day, afadinin bayoim bilvad. So likewise, lawsuits are tried only in the daytime. Halacha Dalet. Vechein likewise, ein mekablin edus, one does not accept testimony, vein mekaimin shtois, one does not confirm documents by lilo at night. Obedine momoinois, in monetary lawsuits or litigations, im ischilu bayoim, if they began the trial in daytime, mutor ligmoy hadin balaylo, it is permissible to conclude the case at night. Halacha dalet, hanecholois kadinin, cases about legacies are the same as lawsuits. Shenema, as it is bohen, as it is said of them, lachukas mishpat, for a statute of judgment. Lefichoch, therefore, ein mapilin nacholois balaylo, no assignment of estates is to take place at night. Halochavov, shnayim shenichnesu levaker esachoyle. If two men come to visit a sick person, v'tziva bifneihem, and he instructs them about his last will, koisvim, they may record it, but v'ein oisin din, but they cannot execute this will. Because, as we learned in the preceding chapter, two men cannot constitute a court. And to execute this will would require a court. V'mhoyu shloisha, if, however, there were three of them, rotzu, then it is left to them. If they want koisvin, they merely record the will, and rotzu, if they should wish oisin din, they can execute it as well. B'mei dvorim amurim, when does this rule apply? Bayoim, in the daytime. Aval balaylo, but at night, koisvin, they can record the will, but vein oisin din, but they cannot execute it, because, as we learned just before, at night, the court does not sit in session. Halacha Zayin. Kol Beis Din Shel Yisrael. Every court of Israel, Shehu Hogun, that is competent and fit, Shechino Imohem, the Shechino, the divine presence, is with them. Lefichoch, therefore, Tzrichin Hadayonim, it behooves for the judges, Leishev, to sit in court, Ve'eimo Ve'yiro, in a state of fear and reverence, Vatifo, enwrapped in their cloaks, Bekoved Roish, and in a serious frame of mind. V'osu Lohokel Roish, it is forbidden to them to behave frivolously, Oy Lesachek, or to jest, Oy Lesaper Bisicho Betelo, or to engage in idle talk, Beveis Din, while they are sitting in court. Elo bedivrei soiro vechochmo, but they should concentrate on matters of Torah and wisdom exclusively. Halacha Ches. called Sanhedrin. Any Sanhedrin. Or Melach. Or King. Or Rosh Goylo. Or Exilarch, head of the Jewish community in the diaspora. Shehemidu lohem leYisrael Dayan, who appointed unto the Jewish people a judge. Sheeino Hogun, who is not fit. Veeino Chochom beChochmas HaToyro, veRoi liyos Dayan. He is not a scholar of the Torah, nor competent to be a judge. Afop, even though Shehu Kuloi Mahamadim, that he is otherwise a completely lovable person, Vayeshboi Toivos Acheros, and has other qualities, good qualities, Hareze Shehemidoi, then whoever has appointed him, Oiver Beloisase, has violated a negative precept of the Torah. Shenema, as it is said, Lo sakiru ponim bamishpat. You shall not respect persons in judgment. Lipia shmuolamdu, it was learned by tradition, sheze, that this verse Medaber speaks of, or applies to, keneget hamemune lehoishif dayonim, the ones who are empowered to appoint judges. Omul Chachomim, the sages have said, Shemo Toima, if you should say, Ish Ploini Noe, so and so is a handsome man, Al Shivenu Dayan, thus I will make him a judge. Or, Ish Ploini Gibor, so and so is a man of valor, Al Shivenu Dayan, therefore I will make him a judge. Or, Ish Ploini Koivi, so and so is my relative, therefore, Ashivenu Dayan, I will make him a judge. Or, Ish Ploini Yoidea Bechol Loshoin, so and so knows all languages, therefore, Ashivenu Dayan, I will make him a judge. In any of such cases, by appointing a person that is incompetent to be a judge, the consequences will be that Nimzo Mezake Zachayov, this will cause him to acquit the guilty, Umechayev Zachai, and to convict the innocent. Loi Mipnei Shu Rosho, not because he is really wicked, Elo Mipnei Sheini Yedea, but because the judge himself is lacking in knowledge. Lokach Neema, therefore scripture says, Lo sakiru ponim bamishpat. You shall not respect persons in judgment. Vo'oid omru. Moreover, the sages said, Kol hamamit leYisrael dayon. Anyone who appoints a judge for Israel, she'eino hogun, a judge that is not fit or competent, ki'ilu hekim matzevo. Is as though he had set up a pillar. Shenema, as it is said, Veloisokim loho matzevo, you shall not set up for you a pillar, asher sonei Hashem elakecho, which Hashem your God hates. Ubimkoim talmide chachomim, and if this has happened in a place where there are scholars of the Torah available, then the appointment of an incompetent judge is kilu nota ashero, is as though planting an ashero, the tree used for idolatrous purposes. Shenema, as it is said, loisita lacho ashero, you shall not plant for you an ashero. Kol eitz, any kind of tree, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Alakecho, beside the altar of Hashem your God. V'chein Omu Chachomim, and the sages also said thus, Loisasun Iti Elokei Chesef, you shall not make with me gods of silver. What does that mean? Eloka Habo Bishvu Chesef V'Zohof, a god that comes about through the influence of silver or gold. which refers to the Hadayon Sheminu Mipnei Osher Bilvat. It refers to a judge who was appointed purely because of his wealth alone. Alochotet. Kol Dayon, any judge, Shenosan Momon Kedeshi Ismane, who has given money in order to be appointed to his position, also Lamed Miponov, it is forbidden to rise before him. Dibur Chachomim. And the sages enjoined us, Lehokel Oisoi, to slight him, Ulezalzel Boy, to treat him with contempt. Vomu Chachomim, and the sages said, Sheatalis Shemisatev Bo, that the robe in which he enwraps himself, Tehi Be'einecho Kemardas Shalchamoya, should be in your eyes like the pack saddle of a donkey. Halocha Yud. Kach hoyo derech chachomim horishoinim. It was the habit of the early sages that boichin milhismanois, that they would shun appointments as to the position of a judge and so forth. The doichakin atzmum harbe, they exerted themselves very much, shelo yeshvu badin, to avoid sitting in judgment, until or unless they were convinced that there was no other as qualified as they themselves. And if they would refuse to judge, the cause of justice would suffer. Then they would accept appointment. The Afal Pikein, nonetheless, even then, Lahoye Yoishvin Badin, they would not accept appointment as a judge, Elo, unless Achimachbidin Alehem Esom Fiaskenim, until the people and the elders brought pressure upon them, Upoitzin Bahem, and urged them to do so. For they realized that the position of being a judge in Israel and having to pass judgment according to the laws and the dictates of the Torah is a position of immense responsibility. So far, Perek Shlishi, the third chapter.